As the second reading comes from the letter of St. James, and he says, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder in every foul practice. These words contained in the letter of St. James that we read today makes me wonder just what was going on in that community. Who was being jealous? And who was filled with selfish ambition? One thing's for sure, the Christian community there was having its problems. Is this surprising? Not really. Human beings being human beings. Perhaps one might think that these early Christian communities were probably more perfect than what our Christian communities are today. But this letter of St. James makes us wonder and have some doubts about just how perfect these early communities were. So St. James asks, where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? It certainly sounds like there are some major issues in this community St. James is trying to address in his letter. He suggests that the problem originates from what he calls the passions. The passions, he says, makes war within your members. What do you think he means by passions? The passions, I think he's referring to, are the movements of the will that cause a person to covet, to hate, to show envy, to lust. Basically, they cause the person to have difficulty in truly loving God and loving neighbor. So true Christian life, as we are told over and over again down through the centuries by many people, is a life of struggle. It's a struggle all the time against unruly passions, which we all possess. It's a life of putting to death all the ways our will seeks to have its own pleasures. Christian life involves cultivating the virtues, patience and forbearance, charity, long-suffering, chastity, forgiveness. So a truly Christian community is one in which people live together in harmony and peace, loving each other, forgiving each other, bearing with one another. This idea of what constitutes a Christian, true Christian community, I think it extends also to the family, to the Christian family. Because in a truly Christian family, the passions are subdued. In place of anger and violence, there's a spirit of love. There's a spirit of putting up with each other's weaknesses. Instead of selfishness, there's a genuine spirit of service, exercised without expecting any return or even acknowledgement. Jesus says, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." In other words, do all your good deeds, not to win applause or even to win thanks, but do so without expecting any acknowledgement or thanks. The Christian centuries are filled with examples of men and women who sacrifice much for the welfare of their family, for the salvation of their souls. One example that comes to my mind, which we're probably all familiar with, is that of Saint Monica. She was married to a very difficult husband, and she had great concern for her son Augustine, who was not baptized until he was 30 years old. And so the day that he got baptized, she was so happy. She felt like her life was complete. Last Sunday, we heard that our Lord was telling his disciples he was going to be killed, and then he would rise on the third day. This Sunday, this is the second time now that he tells his disciples, what's going to happen to him. But look at how interesting their reaction was. Apparently, they were not even really listening to him. They were giving in to their own passions. They were fighting among themselves about who was going to be the greatest. They still needed very much to see their own weakness and their need for God and how to put those passions to death. It's kind of surprising that the apostles would be arguing about who was the greatest right after they heard that the Lord would be taken prisoner and put to death. But that's what they were doing. So our Lord must have felt, I can only imagine how he felt, perhaps a bit frustrated with these apostles, but he uses this occasion, like he does many times, to make another very important lesson in Christian life. So he uses a small child to demonstrate how we should receive Christ and his teachings. A small child needs care, needs attention, needs love. A child needs acceptance. And Jesus loved these little children because they were always reminding him of those who enter the kingdom of God. They have to be like a little child. So he saw in them an example how we should all accept God and our Lord Jesus Christ. He associated the little children and even identified with them. Thus, he said, whoever receives like a little child, receives a little child such as this in my name, that person's receiving me. And whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. We can all think about how we are acting. Are we like little children? Let us then, brothers and sisters, try to put our passions to death. They cause so many problems in our own lives, in our families, in our world. Let's receive the kind and the merciful Father in heaven with the love and trust of a little child. Someone might ask, how can I put my unruly passions to death? Well, you think of the saints. Maybe we don't have to imitate them exactly, but the idea certainly. Some of the saints, when they were struggling with thoughts of lust, they threw themselves into briar patches or into the snow. They fasted. They did all kinds of penance, because they wanted to wage a spiritual battle against their passions. With God's grace, look how victorious they became. They were in control. Their passions were no longer in control. Christian life here on earth, it's a fight, it's a battle. That's why the church on earth is called the church militant. Our fight is not just against the seductive powers of this world, but even against unseen powers. Unseen powers that include even our own passions. In Christ Jesus, we can overcome. We just have to fight that good fight until the end.